bless you this morning, this afternoon. How we love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Calvary. Thank you for your blood, Lord. Thank you for this message, Lord. The messenger you sent, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just don't have the words, Lord, to express our gratitude to you. We don't have the words to tell you how we feel. Just, Lord, we love you with all our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Just like to remind you, as Brother Jeremy comes and prepares to close the service in prayers, just be remembering Brother Joseph in prayer. Be remembering Brother Billy also, and Sister Lois and Sister Valerie. They're precious to us, to the bride around the world. Just, I know we're anxious, but we won't know about Easter weekend until Brother Joseph tells us. So we'll just wait until however he chooses, whatever he feels on his heart, however he feels directed. When he lets us know, then we'll know. So, God bless you, Brother Jeremy.
Our most gracious Father, Lord, there's no people on earth that can sing that song like your bride can, Father. How we love you, Lord. How we adore you, Father. Lord, how we praise you, Lord. Lord, you've taught us the true meaning of agape love through your message, Father. A love letter sent to your bride, Lord. Lord, we can't praise you enough for the words we've heard today. How wonderful they are, Lord. And we just thank you for purchasing our salvation on Calvary's tree, Lord. And Lord, in this day, you've not only revealed to us your great plan of salvation, but you revealed your great plan of restoration, Lord, to restore us back to that which was lost in the Garden of Eden, Father. We thank you with all our heart, Lord. Lord, we know that it could only come through a prophet in this late hour, Lord. That's the way you've always dealt through us, through your prophet. Lord, though people have probed at it through the ages for 2,000 years, Lord, they try to get the true meaning, that true revelation, Lord, but Lord, you've designated your prophet for that. Lord, we're so glad to be following him today with all our heart, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just pray that you'll never let us take this message for granted, Lord. Just to know what this message is, Father, and Lord, we can never realize what you sent us in this last day through your prophet, Lord. We'll never grasp it, Father. Lord, even through eternity, we'll never understand your love to us, Lord. But Lord, let us never take for granted when we have the opportunity to come together and hear your prophet speak, Lord. Lord, we just treasure it above all things. It is that pearl of great price to us, Father. Lord, we could sell out all of the things and just hold to this provided way. And we thank you, Father, for that revelation you give in our hearts. Lord, we just are so anointed under these seals, Father. We know that you just didn't preserve the voice, but you preserved the anointing with that voice, Lord. If they were gathered in Haiti at one time and playing on their tape recorder, and that pillar of fire came over that tape recorder, and as your prophet said, Lord, we know it wasn't just some mechanical device that pillar of fire was attracted to, but a voice of God to this generation, Lord. And Lord, we know that when we gather together, it's the same thing. Your pillar of fire comes down, Lord. It's always associated with your prophet, and your prophet's always associated with that pillar of fire, Lord. We know that that picture could have been taken anywhere. It could have been in the sky, but you chose to take your picture with your prophet, Lord. And Lord, to us, that's a sign, Father, that the way to get to God is through your prophet, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to gather and to hear the revelation you give to your prophet. Lord, it has such a deep spiritual meaning to your bride. And Lord, we know that all creation, Lord, groaneth for this day that we're living in. Lord, that you would have a people to bring this message to, Lord. We know you went to, the Lamb went to God, to the right hand of God, and took the book, but he wasn't done with it. He wasn't finished. He had something else to do. He had to give it to that seventh angel to bring it to a people that will be believing him and be called out as his bride. Lord, we're such a privileged people today. How we thank you, Father. Lord, we just ask now, as Brother Samuel was just saying, that you'll be with our Brother Joseph, Lord, as he prays for the weekend ahead, Lord. Lord, one thing we know, he's going to have us in that word. We know he's going to have us listening to this tape, Lord, because we know that the reason there was, we can know there was a resurrection is by this message, Father. This message proves that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, Lord. We know it's Hebrews 13:8. Lord, we just can't wait to be consecrated with our families and our loved ones, Lord. Whatever he has in store for us, Father. Consecrated around the word for a weekend of worship, Father. Lord, it's the most special weekend for the believer. We know that soon and very soon, Lord, you're coming for your bride and the dead in Christ will rise. But Lord, until then, Lord, we know that they're depending on us for that resurrection, Lord. Help our faith, Father. Help us to stay in this word. Lord, we just commit ourselves to you. We love you with all our heart. Thank you again, Lord, for the wonderful messages we are hearing. Lord, we love you and just commit our week to you and all things to you. We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
I love him. Be with you. Shalom to you. As we're dismissed, you can just hum it as you leave, but just stay in this atmosphere and take it with you. God bless you and shalom to you.